Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Oh, Dan, look at you, slid in there. Was that an electric slide?
It was, yeah. Just, well,
nice, very nice.
Electric. I've just got slippery shoes on, just slid up to the bar.
Absolutely, thoroughly enjoyed it. How's your week been?
Pretty good, thanks. Pretty good, yeah, nice. Busy, but yes.
Pub heavy?
Not that pub heavy. Not hugely pub heavy. But I did go to a brand new pub I've never been to before. Want to hear about it?
Do I want to hear about it, Dan? Yes, that was a rhetorical question.
I went to the Betcherman Arms, which we're talking about. We've talked quite a bit about train station pubs
in
this podcast. This is the pub at King's Cross St Pancras, and it is right next to the massive clock and the enormous statue of the man and woman embracing. One of them's clearly about to go off on a journey. They're about to be separated, or maybe they've just met. Maybe one's met the other off the train. We don't know. Or maybe we do know, but I haven't done my research. But it's an incredible, enormous statue, like they're like giants. And I was looking at the back of it when I was sitting in the pub, and the woman's hand on the back of his neck looks really odd just because it's so massive. It's quite unsettling. It's like two big giants embracing.
So this is in St Pancras?
In St Pancras, and the pub is, the pub's got sort of an outdoors bit, which isn't really outdoors because it's within the station.
Yeah.
And you're looking straight out at the Eurostar train, so you can watch those come and go, and you can watch people arriving from Paris and people leaving from Paris. A lovely pub, actually. I met my friend Greg there, who lived in Paris. He's the Olympic attaché for the Olympics, obviously.
Yeah. What's an Olympic Great attaché job. Do?
It's just sort of just making sure everything's good for the Olympic athletes, and just preparing the British Foreign Office there for what's going to happen during the Olympics. He did the same job in Japan, Tokyo Olympics as well. So he's the Olympics go-to guy. Gets to go to, you know, go and watch the Olympics and hang out with big Olympics bods. He's probably met
Seb Coe. Does he get any tickets?
He hasn't offered to get me any tickets yet, no.
Okay. Well, hopefully he's listening to The Moon Underwater and we'll get
Sadly,
a hint that you would
hints.
Very much like it. And how was it at the pub? What did you drink? Were you on a journey?
I tell you what I had, mate. You might remember this from our days working as a runner at a TV studios in Wandsworth, because the brewery was right next to it. It was the Young's Brewery there, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
I had a pint of the original. Young's Original, and a pint of the Special.
Lovely.
Which is a bit stronger. Very nice.
Fabulous.
And I had some thrice-cooked chips.
Thrice? What does like triple cooked and that sort of chips mean? Is it different methods? Is it like parboiling, deep fry in another one, or is it just they deep fry it three times?
That's what I was, as I was eating them, I was wondering that, because I make some chips at home which are parboil and then baked in olive oil. Very nice. Hugh Fernie Whittingstall recipe. Didn't give it to me, it's in a book.
Yep, close personal friend.
Yeah. But I don't know what the third is. Maybe it is then a dip in the big oil pan after that, just to really crisp them up.
Lovely, lovely.
Very nice. Nice pub.
Well, I can tell you, Dan, you have clawed back a point in the great battle.
Oh, great.
Have I gone full on hare and you as the tortoise is going to slowly overtake me in about October and go for glory?
I'm still 39 behind.
Yeah, but just all it takes is an adventurous summer from you, and you're right back in it, in the mix.
That is
true. I did go to one pub. I spoke on here before about how my local pub, the Cellar House in Norwich, had closed down and had a slightly depressing closing evening.
Yes.
Well, it's reopened after a mere 5 or 6 days shut.
Oh, wow.
So I went along to see what it was like. Exactly the same. They've not really done anything to it, but there are plans. In the garden, they have markings on it, like football, like white lines on football pitches. They've obviously marked out things that are going to happen there. And they've put down what I believe is the foundations, sleepers, that are the foundations of a petanque court.
Nice. Now, what's your feelings on petanque in a pub?
Don't have any strong feelings. Mm-hmm. One of the pubs in Manningtree advertised petanque, but I didn't actually see the petanque.
One of the three pubs?
Yeah. My biggest worry is it's sand, isn't it, petanque, that you have it on?
Well, it can be gravelly.
Okay, maybe gravelly. Either way, I think cats are going to poo in it.
Maybe.
Local cats are going to come in and poo in the petanque court.
I think a proper petanque court is sort of a bit more like the... Is it not a bit more like the clay courts you get in...
Oh, is it?
In France, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not
sure. And then obviously you play on sand on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about the sport of petanque. I'm not really sure. No. Petanque's basically a bit like bowls where you got to get near to the middle thing. But they don't roll. Is that right? You throw them in the air.
You throw, yeah. And I think you try and put a bit of spin on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Out the back of the hand, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'm not sure. They're taking down the children's play thing.
No, controversial.
And I don't know what they're replacing it with. Hopefully more children's play stuff. Otherwise, it's going to dramatically curtail my summer of drinking in the Cellar House. We'll see. We will see. Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, keep us updated on the pub.
I will do. I drank ale. I drank a local ale, Edith Cavell. It is a Norwich hero.
Nice.
I had beers with another Norwich hero, Darren Huckabee, a friend of mine. He was in the pub there, and nice little afternoon drinking. Lovely stuff.
Love Hux. What a legend.
Yeah, what a legend. But that's the extent of my pubbing, and I imagine I might do a bit of pubbing over the next few weeks, but I imagine I won't be getting smashed up on booze because I'm about to go off on the happy hour tour, which starts on Friday in Edinburgh. So looking forward to that. So hopefully we'll see some, as well as happy hour listeners, some Mineral Water listeners around there, around the country. Lovely. Should we have a little look over your shoulder there, Dan? Because there seem to be quite a significant amount of letters on the pub notice board.
Yes, there are. Yeah, let me just get it down.
I don't know why you get the entire notice board down each time, not just one letter at a time, but that's the way you do it.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just how I operate.
Yeah. No, it's good. I guess it shows intent. Like you are, we're going to read a few of these, not just picking one off. Yeah, fair enough.
Exactly.
Why don't you kick things off with this one from, does that say Jess at the bottom?
Jess, yes. Jess says, hi guys, you were wondering about huge pub gardens the other week. And I thought I'd throw one into the mix, the Duke of Edinburgh in Brixton. Its pub garden is almost comically large. Coming up to summer, it's great, but with it being London, you may well get booted out of it on a Friday night by 9:30, as that was my experience on a balmy summer evening last year. London and its blooming licensing laws. Angry face emoji, Jess.
I think I've been here. In fact, I'm certain I've been here. It's more of a sort of yard than a sort of florally grassy garden, from my memory. Have you been, Dan?
I mean, it must be quite close to me, and I haven't been. No.
Yeah, if it's the one I'm thinking of, I think it is very big, very big. But it's I guess sort of paving slabs and stuff rather than a sort of lovely sort of lawn to run around in. Yeah. But yeah, it is. It's absolutely massive. So, yeah, what's the biggest one you've ever seen, Dan, in terms of pub beer garden?
Oh God, I don't know actually. I'm just looking up where it is. Oh, okay, on Ferndale Road. Okay, yeah.
The pub I went to recently, the last one I went to in my pub crawl along that train pub crawl thing that I did.
Yes.
So was it Broxbourne, the last one? That one had a huge pub beer garden type thing.
I'm trying to, that's a difficult question. I'm sure I've been in some massive ones, but I can't pick any out of the top of my head. No, I'm going to have to give it some thought. Yeah.
Do. What was that? Do let us know.
That pub that was in your village that we used to go to sometimes when you lived in
Cainsford and Cainsford.
Yeah, the one that was next to the river. Were people sort of allowed to take their pints out and sort of loll around by the river? That doesn't count as a garden, does it? But
no, that was beyond the confines. I don't know if you could properly take your pint or not, but to be honest, if you're doing that, you might as well just go and get tins from the shop and it's a bit cheaper,
true.
I guess. But but there were a couple of pubs that had decent sized beer gardens in there, the Five Bells and the Malt Shovel as well had good beer gardens.
Yeah, Five Bells is a good one.
I think Countryside is your generally your best bet for big beer gardens.
Yeah. I shall check out that Duke of Edinburgh at some point this summer though for sure and see how large it is.
Yeah. Well I'll try and do some research as well while I'm travelling around the country, try and look out for big beer gardens in various pubs over the next few weeks. But yeah,
and maybe
thanks,
smallest beer gardens might be quite good. Is it like a beer garden, like one table and a couple of chairs or something?
Yeah, we'll investigate that. Right. I'll read this next one, Dan. It's from Luke. He says, Dear landlord and regular. And do you know what I've noticed here, Dan? He's capitalised the word landlord, but not the word regular, which is a very subtle disrespect to you.
It is. I kind of respect that in a way.
Yeah, I think he's shown you. It's, I like the creative ways that the listeners undermine your position on this podcast.
Yeah, I should say I had a message from Holly the other day after I got upset because she wrote in a letter just saying hi Robbie.
Yeah,
she sent me a message on Instagram, really apologising. I had to tell her. I said, I've just got a very thin skin. It's not my fault.
Well, yeah, it's the only way you'll toughen up is if people continue to abuse you in this way. Mm. Luke says, I hope the lines are running as clean as ever. Last week's mention of the madman who ran the London Marathon while sampling a different wine at each mile made me think about a personal theory of mine. I firmly believe that on foot, you at the very least feel that you're on your quickest when operating on 3 pints. Running back down the quiet streets of Durham when at university on the way back from a session night out is where the theory is put into action. I'd harbour that the buzz also carried me faster rather than it merely being a perception of speed. After all, why get home in 20 minutes if you can do it in 10? 3 to 4 is very much the peak of the curve on the pints pace axis. More than 4 and the sensation dissipates, turning more to discomfort and stomachal churn.
Good use of the word stomachal. Yeah.
Very good.
Not sure it's a word, but nice.
I'm sure some Olympians could, under controlled conditions, put all this to the test. For I'm confident that despite scepticism from the scientific community, 3 pints of mid-strength lager would see Eliud Kipchoge crank out a sub-2-hour marathon with ease. Is that how you pronounce it? Have any of us seen his name written?
Kipchoge? I don't know.
Either way, marathon runner.
Yes.
All the best, Luke. Interesting theory, Dan.
Yes.
Thoughts?
I've definitely experienced that. I've definitely run home after about 3 pints and felt like I was running like the wind. I do think there's something in it.
I never see people running home at night drunk.
It's generally when I really need, because I've had a few pints, I really need the loo. And I'm going to get home a bit quicker. But yeah. I tell you what I think.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this we mentioned the Olympics earlier. Have you heard about this Anything Goes Olympics? That this
Drug Olympics.
Yeah, the
Drug Olympics. I'm enjoying how annoyed everyone gets. Rightly so. But yes. I'm annoyed at how I'm enjoying the spectacle of it.
Yeah. But I think it's probably not a very good idea. But what would be a good idea would be Olympics on two or three pints.
Drunk
I'd
Olympics.
Love to see that.
Oh, I'd watch that.
The slightly drunk Olympics.
Yeah, yeah. You have to sort of tailor some of the events. Sort of like, I think, and if
the
you did Winter Olympics. Maybe. Winter Olympics, biathlon, when you've got guns and that involved, I don't think. Shooting archery. I think all these things we'd have to have for some kind of little think about how we do that. But yeah, I think that's excellent.
But maybe for like archery, you'd have a bigger target. The lines would all be thicker, give you a better chance, stuff like that.
Or just replace it with darts.
Yeah.
I suppose. Yeah. That's just like, darts is just mini archery, I suppose, isn't it?
It is,
really?
Basically, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm not sure I've ever tested this theory, really. I'm sure I have run little bits, but I don't think I ever go to the pub and then run home afterwards. There is sort of something in, like when I'm skiing, I think that having one pint is the same as doing some stretching. Like, I feel limber.
You feel looser.
Looser, yeah. Whether that's a good thing or not, I don't know. More than that, certainly, would cause problems. Yeah, so I don't know how I feel about the theory, but I'd like to hear what other people think. Robbie at moonunderpod.com, if you've got any theory about athleticism after a few drinks and how many drinks is the optimum for that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dan, next letter.
Yeah, this one's from Adam. Hi, both. Robbie's mention of going to the cellar house and it being in transition, to use a football phrase, reminded me of a disastrous meal we had in 2011. So you've just given us the update on the cellar house, Robbie. My cricket club went on tour from Mid Wales to Cumbria, and on the last night, we'd booked a meal at the Manor House in St Bees. There were about 20 of us. Either we booked it far enough in advance that they didn't know, or they neglected to tell us when booking that this would be their last week of operating. Their entire place had free wine glasses, which had been put at the places of the wives and partners amongst us, and the rest of the table wine had to be drunk from half-pint glasses. They had run out of Heineken and Guinness, and the dining room area had free light bulbs in an area that should have had maybe 8 to 10, so it was very dimly lit. Fortunately... Well, that's quite weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I like.
Is that
I
what happens
really
when you start
this?
People just sort of taking the light bulbs away, but only one by one? Okay. Fortunately, it was August, so it was still pretty light into the evening. We pre-ordered a three-course meal well in advance, and when bringing out the starters, they informed us that anyone who had ordered the chili prawns was getting something else because they'd run out of prawns. Something else turned out to be scampi. The main course was okay, but a similar story with the dessert. They had about four portions of cheesecake left when 10 had ordered it. So six had to negotiate what else to have. I'm returning to Cumbria with a couple of the guys who were on the tour in a couple of months and staying in St. Bees again. And apparently the manor is now a very nice sports bar. But in 2011, there were some very annoyed people. Lots of love, Adam. That's great.
Oh, that's really bleak, isn't it? Bleak's the word for that. Oh, I love that.
I really like that. They're so almost closed that they've taken the light bulbs down already.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wonder if rather than taking out light bulbs, I wonder if light bulbs have gone, but they've got towards the end and they just
haven't. Yeah, they didn't replace them.
They haven't replaced them. And also, I believe someone told me that if you're not replacing your light bulbs, it puts more strain on the other light bulbs. Don't know if this is true.
Oh, so they...
So once light bulbs start to go, you've got to replace them or you're going to have... issues, essentially. But I have no evidence for that, so I'm not sure. That's funny. Do you remember, Dan, many moons ago in the early, probably around, it might be 1999, 2000, that sort of time, when we first moved to London, we went out for a, I think it was a Chinese restaurant in Clapham. Ooh. And we ordered our food and we ended up waiting for ages.
Yeah.
And then we spoke to the waiter and he said, I'll go and check. He came back. He said, I'm so sorry. They missed your order. And we said, oh, right. These things happen, I guess. I said, don't worry. He goes, I'll go and get them in there now. And they'll get on it straight away. So he went in there. And like time passed.
Oh,
we were in there for like an hour and a half. We just had a few
drinks.
Did we
have a bottle of wine? I think we had a bottle of wine, didn't we?
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah.
And we've been in there for an hour and a half. And we asked the guy, we said, food's not here. And he went in there. And when he came out to tell us that they'd forgotten to cook our order again, his face. And we were, to be fair, very, very nice about it.
He said,
I'll get them to do it now. We said, I think we're just going to go somewhere else. Yeah. I said, can we just pay for the drinks? He went, just don't worry about paying for the drinks. I'm so sorry. But he could just see him coming out like, oh my God, how do I explain this?
I'm going to have to go tell them. Yeah, went next door to the Thai probably.
Yeah.
I reckon something like that. Yeah, I do remember that. That is the longest I've ever waited for a meal, for sure.
Yeah. Have you ever had any other particularly bad service things in the hospitality industry?
That was with, I think we were with Nita then, weren't we?
I can't remember.
That night, I think so. It was my girlfriend at the time. And we went to Brussels once.
Right.
And we went out for a meal. And I don't really remember much about the meal. It was fine. What I do remember is that we couldn't pay. We were sitting there for, I reckon, 45 minutes trying to pay. We were just going, we've finished ages ago. We just want to go. And they just kept not bringing it. Oh, yeah, we'll bring it over in a moment. And then they did. And then it was like another half an hour before I could like use my card to pay and stuff. It was really bad. Really put a downer on the evening.
Yeah, that's the time I want to get out of there.
Yes.
When I want to ready to pay, I'm done.
Yeah.
But I want to get as quick as possible, pay and get out of it.
Get out, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Well, lovely stuff. I like stories of bleak pubs. So do let us know if you've had a bleak pub experience.
Yeah.
Okay. Whose turn is it to read?
It's you.
It's me. Okay.
It's you.
This is from Kev.
Hello, Kev.
To you, Dan and Robbie, both names capitalized.
Me first. Lovely.
You first. Yeah. Like the starter before the main course.
Yeah. Okay.
Inspired by your 52 pub challenge, I thought I would start recording my own list. And as of 25th of April, I find myself having visited an eye-watering 83 different pubs so far this year.
That's quite impressive.
What am I on?
83. You're of 69.
Oh, yeah. I hasten to add, I rarely get drunk. It's only ever one or two drinks in each. So I hope it's not seen as being too irresponsible. No, we're not ones to judge anyway. Rather, I'd view as a crusade to support as many of the fine pubs and bars of this land as I can. And yeah, and that is the thing. With a lot of the pubs I've been to this year, I've not drunk alcohol in. I think it's about visiting pubs rather than about boozing necessarily.
Yeah.
Being based in Bristol, most of them are local to me as we're very spoilt for choice for great booze in this fine city. However, my visit list also features pubs and bars in Oslo, Cardiff, Birmingham and London. Gladstone Arms in Borough, being a particular Desi highlight. Yes.
Lovely.
One of the it was our pub of the year last year, wasn't it? One of our favourites. In my last missive to you, I mentioned the topic of pub names starting with each of the 26 letters of the alphabet in turn. Oh, that was Kev. Hello again, Kev.
We started to do that, didn't we? And then we forgot.
Yeah. I'm only missing pubs beginning with J, M, Q, and Y to complete the alphabet. Dan, I don't know if you've got this spreadsheet handy. Have any of us been to any J, M, Q, and Y pubs that we can help out with?
Let me have a look. The Betjeman is obviously named after John Betjeman, but it's just the Betjeman Arms, so I guess it doesn't count. Yeah. But I will say...
M Murderers I've been to.
Yes, and I will also say that I haven't been this year, but I probably will go at some point, because I normally do the John Snow in Soho.
Yep, there's a Wetherspoons down by the riverside bit of Norwich called Queen of Iceni, which would knock off the Q there.
Yeah, it's kind of... he's been to that many pubs and not done a Queen of something is sort of surprising, actually, isn't it?
Why? I can't think of a specific one.
You've been to the Sir John Oldcastle. Now, does that count as the... maybe it counts as an S, as it's Sir John.
I don't know. Have I been to a Y?
I don't think... You've been to a Z, the Zablue.
Oh.
Oh, Jolly Fisherman. Jolly Fisherman you've been to. There's a proper J.
Oh, there we go. There's a proper J, yeah.
That's it. I can't see any Y's.
There is a food hall.
Oh, I've been to a Y though. Ye olde mitre. Ye olde mitre.
Oh, I've been there as well, right?
Oh, yeah, you have been there. Yeah, I must have missed it.
Has it been recorded?
Well, I hope it's been recorded. Sure, it has.
Have we gone to Pub Var?
Oh, God. Maybe it hasn't. Maybe I didn't put it in.
Oh, hang
That's
on.
Terrible, isn't it? Maybe you're up
so
to
70. So I'm actually
70.
On 70. So I've advanced on appeal
it's
by the
not,
appeals
It's
process.
Not there.
Sorry, wonderful. Robbie. So that's okay. Add it to the list. Pop me up to...
you're up to 70, mate.
70. I was there with you, wasn't I? So
yeah. And Ben Bailey Smith.
Yeah. No ex-pubs still. But yeah, so we can help you out there.
Anyone knows an ex-pub, let us know.
Kev says, I think a local crawl around the Jersey Lily, the Quinton House and the Mardyke will be next up. We're getting towards the time in Norwich, by the way, of City of Ale. And I've never done this, but it's basically there's a website and everything, but there's a little brochure thing. But it's I don't know if I mentioned it on here, but it's a number of different pub crawls, like different areas of Norwich, different streets and stuff like that. And you can get little stamps. You get your little book, you get little stamps in them. That's cool. I'm going to have to do that. You come up one day down to Norwich and we'll do that.
Yeah.
Right, Dan, why don't you read the next one? And it's about the podcast's current favourite stout.
Yeah, it's about London Black. It's from Jack D. I don't think that Jack D.
It's D with no E then. It's Tenacious's brother.
Yes. It says, hi, Robbie and Dan. After listening to your brilliant prime mutton episode, I couldn't wait to try the highly recommended London Black. Me and my... it was prime mutton's... it was his choice, wasn't it, rather than Guinness?
It was, and it was you've had it before, but it was the first time I ever had it was then.
Yes.
And we had some in the pub afterwards as well.
Yeah, very nice. And we got some cans. They'd only just released the cans. The Moon Underwater managed to source some cans for it. So yeah. Great. Me and my pal, who also listens, were out in Waterloo for a mate's birthday. I remembered you mentioning that on the website, that's the Ansbach and Hobday website, for London Black, they had a map showing all the pubs that served it. There were three pubs within half a mile who served it, or so the website showed. Me and the one friend excused ourselves, as no one else was interested in trying this elusive pint. We made our way to the Hole in the Wall, which is the closest, just outside the station. Yeah, I've been there. Have you been there to the Hole in the Wall in Waterloo, Robbie?
Almost certainly.
Yeah. The woman behind the bar looked at me dumbfounded when I asked for London Black. She said she'd never heard of it and didn't know what I was asking for. The annoying part was that I saw a big London Black poster on the wall as we were on our way out. That is odd. On to the next one. I hadn't mentioned it yet, but it was absolutely chucking it down. We jogged to the next pub on the website, the Waterloo Tap. I've also been there. We were already soaked with rain. Unfortunately, the exact same thing happened again. Never even heard of London Black. I normally drink strictly lager or Guinness, so I was a bit embarrassed asking for a specific drink like a London hipster and then leaving when they didn't have it. That is quite good, actually. Have you got London Black? No. All right, mate, I'll see you later.
Well, then I'm not interested in any of your other drinks.
Any other drink. As you can probably guess, the last place hadn't heard of it either. So now we were dripping wet and we're heading back to the sports bar our mates were in to watch the end of the Chelsea Villa game. A couple of them asked if the pint was worth getting drenched for. We'd already agreed to lie and say it was the nicest pint we'd had, just to save face. We sat there shivering and wet until we got the tube home. Moral of the story, London Black's website needs updating. Also, if anyone knows anywhere that definitely sells it, preferably Northwest London, please let me know. Love the pod, Jack D.
Well, I can tell you where do we have it that definitely sells it? It was like the craft beer company thing.
Yes, in Farringdon, definitely had it.
Yeah, so that was, what was it, Leather Lane maybe? Somewhere around that way?
It's on that main street, isn't it, where all the...
All the food things are. So yes, that place definitely does. Maybe phone ahead, perhaps, to double check. Do you know what? Prime Mutton often posts about being in pubs in London drinking it. So yes, maybe go through his and see what he says. He'll be able to tell you. And I think he's good at replying to DMs.
Yeah. I've only used that map thing twice and it worked both times for me. So they're very unlucky. Sounds like they're particularly unlucky with a hole in the wall. There was a poster for it.
Yeah, I think maybe a bit of... I think if you looked around, you might have found it hidden somewhere on one on the pond that you're just unaware of, if there's posters.
Also, Waterloo, I don't think they're too far away from... They could have pretty much gone to the brewery. I think that's in Bermondsey, I think. So they weren't far away from that.
Oh, well, one day,
Jack. Lovely stuff.
One day. We got something else that someone has sent in that's basically from Twitter or X. Or
yes,
one of the social things. And it's basically a selection of beer taps. And the caption is just, wow, that is an awful selection.
Yeah, the worst tap selections ever seen.
What we've got here, we've got Madry, Carling, Carlsberg, Stella Unfiltered, I think that is, John Smith's, and...
Another Stella.
Another Stella. Is that John Smith's on keg? Or is that just a...
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on there.
I honestly don't know.
It's not. It's uninspiring. Yeah, I mean, probably, yeah. People like Madry, don't they? People like Madry's the thing that people like now, sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't mind a mainstream lager, but I like to see the Coors Light on there. You know my feelings on that.
I know, you do love a Coors Light. But if anyone's seen a worse, or they think they've got a worse tap selection... What would I have if I went there? John Smith's used to be the sort of the, in the 90s when we were at university, that would be the thing, the bitter that was everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was never a, that and Worthington's. It was a big thing about smooth drinks, wasn't there? John Smith's extra smooth turned up for a bit. And I never quite warmed to them. I don't mind John Smith's.
I've probably had Stella, but I don't think I've ever had the green one. That's the unfiltered Stella, isn't it? Is that what it is? I don't think I've ever had that.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had that.
I think that's what it is. I'm not sure. It's not a very clear photograph from this sort of thing. But
it's our friend Al, isn't he? Doesn't he bring John? Isn't it John Smith's his drink of choice when we're having our annual FIFA tournament?
Yeah, he likes a bit of John Smith's, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? They've shown a very small section of the bar there, and I'd like to see a fuller...
Yes, there might be a couple of amazing casks just further down.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But Tobber anyway is not impressed by that on the social medias. Dan, have you got much pubbing planned for the upcoming week?
I've got at least one outing, I think, probably. That's it.
Okay.
I think going out Thursday with my friend Bex, Taskmaster editor.
Lovely.
Will be very nice.
Lovely. I've got, I'll be in a pub tomorrow briefly, but that's the Playhouse Bar because we're doing our tech day for Happy Hour at the Playhouse.
Oh, great stuff.
And then up to Edinburgh. So
Well, you should do some pubs, even if you're not boozing. I'm sure you'll pop into a couple of pubs.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. And there'll also be, I'm sure, some hotel bar action as well, sort of thing. So there's definitely going to be some stuff going on. I have to be very careful what I declare as a pub and what I don't, sort of thing.
Yes.
I'll let you know. I'll bring it to the table. As always, and we'll discuss things thoroughly there. But yeah, Edinburgh, then Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, and then Cardiff before coming home. So there's quite a few opportunities for pubbing to be done there.
Should we have a quick roundup for people? If you want to get in touch, robbie@moonunderpod.com. Yep. We were trying to get people to send in things they would bar from the pub. We're going to get a list together. Me, you're going to judge those if people want to send those in, things you don't want in pubs.
Yep.
Biggest or smallest pub gardens.
Yep.
Famous people in their local pubs.
Yep. And drinks and exercise.
Drinks and exercise.
Yeah, following the marathon wine guy. So, yeah. All right, Dan. Well, thank you very much for joining me here in
the Rain
Underwater. As always, could you please just put the pub notice board back on the wall with minimal fuss?
Okay.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.